At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all I can tell you is, are you tired of winning yet, ladies and gentlemen? It just keeps getting better and better and better. And the Democrats keep imploding. Wow, we've got a lot of ground to cover today and a lot of great guests coming by. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling in today. 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Congressman Tim Burchett and there are many other lawmakers, and they are ripping the mainstream media, new ones, on a daily basis. And we're going to get to all of that. Tim Burchett's going to be here. Also, we're going to be talking to Jason Rapert, who is the founder and president of the National Association of Christian Lawmakers. There are more than you would think, actually. And also, you folks in the great state of Maine, we're going to be talking to State Representative Laurel Libby over a controversy there, because there are two big races, two state championship races, and boys who identify as girls now are champions there in the state of Maine. So that there's just a lot happening, and we're going to try to get to all of it on today's program. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This morning I started out the day. You know, it's been a busy morning. At every third Tuesday, we have the men's Bible study breakfast, and it's always at the crack of dawn. So 6:30 this morning, got up. But I got to tell you something. I told the chef I was going to give him a shout out, and I have to do this now because we're so jam packed. But the church I attend, we've got a great chef, and he's worked at a lot of places around town. I know, Dylan, you're like a big foodie, and the Hog and the Hominy and all those kinds of places. Anyway, this guy's worked at all these great places. Now he's the chef at the church I attend, and he had a spread, homemade biscuits, sausage, and this maple, it was like this bacon stuff that was good, and they even had fruit. But let me tell you something. The grits, he did something to the grits, and I don't know what it was, but I was speaking in tongues. It was that good. And I will say this, and the reason why I have to give him a shout-out, this guy is from north of the Mason-Dixon line, and I told him, I said, Chef Aaron, great job on breakfast this morning. The biscuits were spot on. He said, not bad for a Yankee. I'm like, what? Wait, what? So anyway, my hat is off to you Yankees who know how to cook biscuits. That's pretty much the gist of that. All right, can we talk about NBC News for just a moment? So here's what's going on in the media. And folks, this whole thing is unraveling. It is a great day to be an American. It is a great day to be a conservative. It's a great day to be an America First conservative. But there's a lot of blowback that's happening in the mainstream media. And I'm just going to tell you, you can't believe anything you hear in the mainstream media. You can't. You just simply cannot. Now, I told you briefly yesterday about CBS News. We're going to do a little bit broader of a deep dive on that in just a moment. But NBC News and MSDNC now jumping on board this bandwagon. And so there is going to be a full-on assault on the America First movement. And they are going to try to convince the American people that what Donald Trump is doing is creating a dictatorship. And I know this sounds ludicrous, but you will hear people within the mainstream media now using terms like modern day Nazis to describe those of you who ascribe to common sense conservative values, which, by the way, and I know we call them conservative and liberal, and I'm not huge on labels. I would prefer to call them common sense values that our founding fathers used to build this great country. You can call them conservative, okay, but those are the values that our founding fathers used to build this great country. And what were those values? First of all, you had to have a right to bear arms. Number two, you had to make sure you had a family, that you were married to a woman and you were giving birth to lots of babies. And by the way, everybody back in the founding fathers era knew their pronouns. You also had this deep and abiding faith in God, and you believed that God set aside America as a special place. Because when you go back and you study history, and you really have to do this, and I would encourage you folks, don't buy in. Don't let your kids learn American history through the history books they're getting at their public schools. Please don't do that. You need to go and check out the great resources at Walt Builders. Our good friends, the Bartons, David Barton, Tim Barton, because they're putting out some incredible materials for your family, so your kids can understand that America was not founded by magenta-haired hippies who have body piercings and tattoos and don't know their pronouns. That our founding fathers came here because they wanted a place where they could worship God without getting thrown in jail. They wanted to be able to come to a country, a place, and start a new life where they could have freedom of religion. Were there a lot of hiccups along the way? You're darn tootin' there were. But you know what? We're working through all of that. That's why it's called the Great American Experiment. It's a republic if you can keep it. That's what Benjamin Franklin once said, right? So now you've got all of these leftists out there in the media, and this is where it gets dangerous because most people do not listen to talk radio. You are a unique audience. Most people do not watch cable news. Most people get their news and information from ABC, CBS, and NBC. It's that simple. An overwhelming number of the American people, that's where they get their news. It's not Fox, and it's not Newsmax. It's ABC, CBS, and NBC. And that's a problem. So anyway, you've got, there was a segment on Nicole Wallace, who is an ex-Republican of the likes of George W. Bush. So Nicole Wallace is out there, and they're pointing out that all of you Trump voters are really not even American anymore. You're something else. You're something worse. Let's take a listen.
You know, with regard to this statement, which again, we shall not believe Reince Priebus when he says, don't worry, that someone who saves his country cannot violate a law. Okay, it's been attributed by some historians who aren't certain to Napoleon, but I'll tell you where it's definitely been used far more recently, and that's with a white supremacist, far-right extremist named Anders Breivik in Norway, who killed 77 people in Norway, the worst modern mass murder in Norwegian history, including a mass murder, two separate incidents by him on the same day, including a mass murder at a kids' camp in Norway. And he's the one who describes himself as a neo-Nazi who's used that statement more recently in history. And now our president is quoting that white supremacist neo-Nazi murderer. If you voted for that, You really need to question whether you're American.
Really? Is that true, ladies and gentlemen? And Donald Trump over the weekend posted that quote, he who saves his country does not violate any law. And the reality is that our country is in a bad way right now. It's getting fixed, but it was on life support. When Donald Trump won the election America, freedom was on life support. We were on the verge, and if Kamala Harris had won that election, there would be no coming back from that. And we all said that. I mean, Donald Trump made that a big part of his campaign, that this could very well be the last free election in America. And fortunately, Donald Trump won, and Donald Trump is saving this country from the throes of the communist. So what is it they do? Every time, and we have seen this play out so many times over the years, whenever the Democrats and their propagandists in the media, ABC, CBS, NBC, whenever they're out there accusing you of being a Nazi, there's a pretty good chance in their private time they're saluting Hitler. I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. They are always guilty of whatever they accuse you of doing. It's that simple. So I'm just telling you right here and right now, ladies and gentlemen, that Donald Trump is going to go down as one of the greatest, if not the greatest president in American history. And the reason why is very simple. This is a man who saved freedom. This is a man who is saving America. And it's going to be ugly. But I'm telling you, the Democrats right now, they got nobody. Who's their savior? David Hogg? The guy with the little twigs for arms? Are you kidding me? Even the strategists like James Carville are out there saying that there's no way that the Democrats are going to be able to move the needle at all. As a matter of fact, James Carville was on one of the stations just yesterday, and he was fired up. And you know James Carville. Well, we just have to give it up here, folks. There's nothing we can do. The Democrats just need to back off. Let Trump be Trump. Just back off. You sorry. And he cusses a lot. We can't repeat what he says. But he's very colorful with his metaphors. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to buck it up here. And here's the only people I'm actually concerned about is not you. Right? I'm not concerned about you. I'm concerned about the Republicans on Capitol Hill because we know how they behave. We know what the Republicans on Capitol Hill are going to do. All right, got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. On February 28th, let me tell you what Focus Features is doing. They're inviting you to experience the most inspirational film of the year. It's based on an extraordinary true event, Last Breath, and it tells the story of a deep sea diver trapped at the bottom of the ocean, only 10 minutes of oxygen left, and he struggles to navigate the pitch black abyss while his teammates devise a daring plan to save him from certain death. So what happens next? Some people call it impossible. Others call it a miracle. Woody Harrelson, Finn Cole, Last Breath, takes you inside a world of deep sea high pressure diving where every decision, every second, every breath is a life or death moment. Incredible performances, amazing visuals, and an uplifting emotional core. You're going to love this really immersive movie. Witness the most thrilling motion picture event of the year on the big screen. Get your tickets right now for Last Breath, rated PG-13. Maybe inappropriate for kids under 13. It opens February 28th in theaters everywhere. All right, folks. There's been some debate over these numbers coming out from Social Security showing millions and millions of Americans are getting Social Security checks. And many of you folks, over 3.1 million of you, by the way, are between the ages of 150 and 159 years old. And I hope you guys in that age demo are listening to talk radio. And if you are, I'd love to hear from you. I would love, if you are 100 between the ages of 150 and 159, and again, 3.1 million of you getting Social Security checks, I would like to hear from you. I want to know how you did it. Was it, what was it, the lady who was lived to be well over 100? She said it was three Dr. Peppers a day. She drank a Dr. Pepper three times a day. The doctors told the lady, those things will kill you, and she said, all of her doctors are now dead, and she's doing just fine. So I'm just curious. I'd love to know what's the secret to your long life? Is it, I don't know, bran muffins? Cottage cheese? What is it? So anyway, now people are pushing back and they're saying, oh, it's not true. There's been no proof that there's been any wrongdoing, anything illicit with Social Security. Really? Well, MSDNC actually confirmed that a 2024 audit showed over $70 billion in improper payments. Cut number nine.
There was an Inspector General audit last year that showed over an eight-year period, the Social Security Administration made almost $72 billion in improper payments, a little less than 1% of payments in that time period. Now, the report also says that most of these improper payments were overpayments, not payments to deceased people or people who didn't qualify to receive these payments. At the same time, Jose, this effort by DOGE is to go through this agency like every other and try to weed out waste and fraud.
So look, Kevin O'Leary was on CNN last night, and this guy was ripping everybody. And I'm with him on this. I think we need to be firing a whole lot more people in Washington, D.C. Take a listen.
I think the issue is they're not whacking enough. There's this concept in private equity when you get a bankrupt company and you go in there, you cut 20% more than your initial read. And then you find like a pool of mercury, the organization gels back together again. Always cut deeper, harder when there's fat and waste. The FAA, it's not the people. The code is cobalt. It's from the 60s. It needs CapEx put into it for the technology to be upgraded to make it safer. Fat like a chicken. All of these agencies are like big fat chickens dripping over barbecues of fat. This is the best barbecue I've ever seen, but I don't think it's happening fast enough. They're not cutting enough. Keep slashing, keep hacking while you have a 24-month mandate before the midterms. Cut, 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 more. More cutting. Believe me, it's going to work out just great. Everybody
should
be happy
about this.
Even
people with the nuclear codes, cut them too?
Cut everything. Because if you don't see what they're doing and they can't show you that they're adding value, you whack.
He's absolutely right. And I'm curious, are you seeing that? Are you seeing the bloat in your local federal government offices? Now, Karen Finney is a former Hillary Clinton campaign manager. And she went after Scott Jennings on CNN and asked a very weird question. Cut number two.
I actually think it's okay if they run into a stumble here or there because the project is so massive. The need to cut is so massive. The government is so massive. It's inconceivable that you wouldn't make a mistake here or there. But I think that's acceptable if the greater goal is achieved, which is a smaller government, more efficient government,
from
the Fed.
Even if someone dies, or even if someone... Because
are
we're
you
talking
alleging
about,
that someone has died from this?
We don't know. I'm talking about when the rubber meets the road. I'm talking about, for example, Kansas City. 30,000 government employees might be laid off. It will destroy the economy of Kansas City. That's okay.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm reading what the individuals from Kansas City have been saying, that they're very concerned.
What do you think they're going to say when they're going to get whacked?
Of course.
It's a great question. I say whack away. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? What do we do with these bloated government agencies? This is the Todd Stern Show. I've got to tell you about our friends over at Priority Gold. Man, are they crushing it. And they tell me you guys have been lighting up their phones, and I love that. Priority Gold, they are doing some great, great work, ladies and gentlemen. And why is that? Because they're helping diversify your savings, your retirement plans, and they offer a step-by-step roadmap to do that with their free wealth preservation guide, and they want to give that to you free of charge, no strings attached. Again, there's no cost, no obligation, and it's available for instant delivery. It is super simple. Text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 24999, or you can visit PriorityGold.com to get your free guide today. text Todd to 24999, and you're going to get your free wealth preservation guide, a step-by-step roadmap to fortifying your savings with gold during what is, I mean, quite frankly, an historic bull run. Just unbelievable. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So 60 Minutes over the weekend, they interviewed a couple of comms consultants who were never actually employees of USAID, but they presented themselves as though they were. And one of them, her name is Christina Dry, and I want you to hear what they had to say here.
People are really scared. I think that, you know, 12 days ago, people knew where their next paycheck was coming from. They knew how they were going to pay for their kids' daycare, their medical bills, and then all gone overnight.
All gone overnight for Christina Dry and Adam Dubard, fired this month in the chaotic shutdown of foreign aid distributed by the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. More than 8,000 USAID employees were sent home by the administration.
They're not looking for competency. They're not looking for if you're good at your job. They're looking for peer loyalty tests. And if you don't give it, you will be punished.
And they had to leave the building. And these are folks who had decades and decades of public service serving USAID across administrations from, you know, George Bush to Obama to the first Trump administration. And they were never able to walk back in the building again.
There was no process? No one explained to them why they were being relieved?
To my knowledge, they received an email, and then if they didn't leave the building, they were escorted out of the building.
All right, so you give 60 Minutes is portraying this woman like she actually got fired from USAID. She never worked for USAID at all. It turns out the woman's voice you just heard, Christina Dry, is actually a longtime speechwriter for Samantha Powers. This woman has admitted that she had pride flags and books that she felt like were incriminating when Doge entered the building. So look, all you need to know is all of this interview that you saw on 60 Minutes over the weekend, it is nothing more than a Democrat Party propaganda campaign. That's all it is. That's all this is. Whether it's on ABC, NBC, CBS, it doesn't matter. It's CNN, MSDNC. It's all a Democrat-controlled propaganda campaign to take out Donald Trump and the Doge Committee. And the reason why, and Kevin O'Leary pointed this out on CNN, this is all about getting rid of the fat. Where's that fat coming from? It's coming from a lot of very wealthy Democrat congresspeople. It's coming from a lot of very wealthy U.S. senators. That's what's going on here. That's what's going on. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, there's an interesting story out of Washington State, and they want to change the state flag. So the Democrats in Washington have decided that they're going to introduce legislation that will do just that. It will change the flag and will remove George Washington from the state flag. House Bill 1938 will design a new state flag that better reflects the diversity and values of all Washingtonians. So now the state that is literally named after George Washington, his face is about to be removed from the state flag. The current flag features a detailed portrait of George Washington, reading this from Fox, making it an overly complex and difficult to reproduce, which is a violation of a key flag design principle that prioritizes simplicity. While George Washington, here we go, while George Washington is an important national figure, he has limited historical connection to the state itself. That makes his image less meaningful as a symbol of the state. Oh, God, come on. What is going on here? Are the Democrats, they say that Washington has no connection to Washington. What are you people smoking out there in Seattle? Jeez-a-loo. By the way, we did a little bit of homework on this, and it turns out that before Washington became a state, Washington was, in fact, a territory, and they were going to call it Columbia, but people were, lawmakers were afraid that Columbia would be confused with the District of Columbia, which is Washington, D.C. So they went with Washington or Washington State. But the Democrats are saying, you know what? Yeah, we're done here. We're done. Washington's got to go. He's got to go. It's sad, I'm telling you, but what are you going to do? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana has some advice for the Democrats. Cut number four.
In terms of the Democrats, I've got a lot of friends who are Democrats, and they haven't asked me for advice, but if I did, I'd tell them, look, you just got to try harder not to suck. I mean, think about it. Over the past 4 years, the Democrats mismanaged Congress. They mismanaged COVID. They mismanaged the economy. They mismanaged inflation. They mismanaged the national debt. They mismanaged Afghanistan. More recently, in their opposition to President Trump and Mr. Musk, the Democrats have chosen to support the bureaucrats and the spending porn over the American taxpayer, just like they support illegal immigration over the rule of law, just like they support transgender athletes over women's sports, just like they support Hamas terrorists over Israel. All Democrats are not like this, but the party is controlled right now by people who majored in online activism with a minor in puberty blockers. I know these people. They think women, they think men can breastfeed. They're triggered by race. They cry if you use the wrong pronoun. And most fair-minded Americans look at this and they go, these people are about 10 exits past normal. And that's what's killing the Democrats right now.
Well, and he's not wrong at all. And I want to go back for a moment just to 60 Minutes, where they did an entire episode on all the federal workers at USAID who are losing their jobs. You know what 60 Minutes has never done? They've never gone to West Virginia, coal country. They've never gone to Pennsylvania, coal country. They've never gone to those areas where the Democrats and their far left conservation policies shut down coal mines. They never interviewed any of these coal miners who lost their jobs. They've never interviewed any of these fast food workers who lost their jobs in California when the minimum wage was raised to, what, $20 an hour. No, they've never done that. And they never will. Because, again, everybody is on the take in Washington, D.C. You want to know how we know that? Go take a look at the real estate prices in Washington, D.C. and the surrounding communities. Just take a long, hard look, and you will discover, ladies and gentlemen, that we are electing people who become multimillionaires once they step foot in our nation's capital. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney has introduced a new piece of legislation, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. She wants to establish a public holiday in honor of President Trump. This would be June 14th. She wants to establish that as a federal holiday. The Trump's Birthday and Flag Day Holiday Establishment Act proposes the recognition of both Trump's birthday and Flag Day, which is also celebrated on June 14th, as federal public holidays. Tenney, writing this on social media, just as George Washington's birthday is codified as a federal holiday, President Trump's birthday should also be celebrated to recognize him as the founder of America's golden age. I kind of like that idea. I mean, you get another day off. George Washington, born on February the 22nd, but President's Day is celebrated on the third Monday of February. In a separate post, Congresswoman Tenney said that no modern president has been more pivotal for our country than Donald Trump. I would agree with that 1,000%. Last month, Congressman Addison McDowell of North Carolina introduced a resolution to rename Washington Dulles International Airport after Trump. A number of Republicans have signed on to that. Congressman Buddy Carter in Georgia introduced a bill to rename Greenland Red, White, and Blue Land. Really? Come on, Congressman. Really? Red, White, and Blue Land? I don't think so. But I like the idea of a federal holiday celebrating Donald Trump. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, we have some exciting news about MyPillow. They're having their first ever mega sale. Oh, that was, we needed some sound effects.
Where did that come from?
Mega sale. MyPillow having their first ever mega sale on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, Ben Dieter, you're going to need these. You need 50%. You're going to save over 50% on flannel sheets. Queen size bed only $59.98. King size sheet $69.98, and they sell out fast every year. So you got to get an order that right now. You can also save 30% on their brand new My Crosses. They're designed in the likeness of the one that Mike Lindell has worn every day for over 20 years. They come in men's and women's styles, and they're made right here in the USA. Get the 2025 6-piece My Towel set for only $29.98. Their quantities are extremely low, so you're going to want to get them now before they go. And I can't forget to mention the best-selling standard MyPillow. I have 6 of them. I like a lot of pillows. $14.98. That is a huge deal. So take advantage of the first-ever mega sale. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. That's 1-800-839-8506. But wait, there's more. Remember that $75 free shipping rule, Ben Dieter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that ship has sailed, baby. The train has left the station. Because right now, for a limited time, every order at MyPillow ships for free. MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506.
President Trump is moving at lightning speed.
Billions of dollars in waste, fraud, and abuse.
Executive orders, new policies, promises kept. It's hard to keep up.
Until now.
Subscribe to the Trump Report. This email brings you daily highlights from the Oval Office right to your inbox 5 days a week.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It'll help you follow President Trump at the speed of Trump.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stern Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Connor in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Connor, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I was calling to see if y'all knew anybody that could help out with my dad's situation. He just recently got fired from a job that he's been at for 35 years. He was having a private conversation with another coworker, and someone overheard him and went and told the boss. And the boss said, well, you think you can talk however you want now because Donald Trump is the president? You must have voted for him.
So Connor, hold on, let me back up here. I think I'm missing a part of the story. So your dad, what kind of work was your dad doing?
He works at Wrigley's, Mars Wrigley's. It's a chewing gum factory.
And so he works at a chewing gum factory, and what happened? What was he talking about that got him in trouble?
He was talking about, you know, the whole deportation stuff that's happening right now. He was in the bathroom talking with one of his buddies, and there was someone else in the bathroom that he didn't know about, and the guy came out and started trying to make problems for him because he was talking about the whole deportation part and how they need to be deported, but they need to come back correctly if they're going to come here.
So your dad's having this private conversation, and this is Wrigley's. This is the chewing gum people?
Yes, sir.
All right. And do they have a plant there in Georgia?
Yeah, it's in Flowery Branch.
All right. So we're going to look into this. This is insane. So when did this happen? When was your dad fired?
Last week.
And what did they tell him?
They pretty much walked him out of the building when the guy went and told the supervisor. They walked him out and then sent him home for the rest of the day. And then the next day, his supervisor, I'm assuming she is in the LGBTQ club or whatever.
Oh boy.
is what he said. And she called him and got his side of the story, and he told her what he said, and she said, so you think because Donald Trump is the president, you can say whatever you want to say. You must have voted for him too, didn't you? So she made it a political thing instead of actually like trying to see what the real issue was. So I feel like maybe she singled him out over anything else.
So how's your dad doing, and what's he doing now?
He's applied at multiple different jobs, and he does fishing on the side, so he's a guided fishing up in the mountains.
Sure.
And that's what he's been relying on.
Connor, that's got to make you so angry. I would be enraged if something like this had happened to my dad.
Yeah, I am. That's why I'm calling.
All right. Here's what I want to do, because we're going to reach out to Wrigley's. And Connor, when you and I get wrapped up, I want you to hang on the line and we can get your information so we can get to the bottom of this. It sounds to me like this is pretty insane the way you've described it. Again, your dad having a private conversation, somebody disagrees with it, and the next thing you know, your dad is fired.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, Georgia is a right-to-work state, so they can fire you for sneezing the wrong way, but still, if you're having a private conversation, that shouldn't be brought up to other people. If it's not regarding you, you know.
Right. All right. Well, Connor, we're gonna get to the bottom of this, and we'll see what's going on. So hang tight. Let's put Connor on hold, guys, and we're gonna get his information. I suspect that this is not uncommon, that there are plenty of people out there who've lost their jobs because they happen to either support Trump or they support his policies. But as Connor here says, his dad, 35-year employee at Wrigley's, the chewing gum people, and we're going to reach out to Wrigley's and we're going to see what the heck is going on. Because I can tell you, I'm sure there are plenty of other chewing gum companies out there that are not anti-Trump. But this is bonkers. But Connor brought up an interesting thing. He said that the person there, a member of the LGBT group, I would not be surprised because a lot of those folks are now employed in HR roles, and they have a massive amount of power, a massive amount. So, Connor, very sorry to hear about what happened to your dad. I have no doubt he's going to be able to find a good job, and he's going to be able to move on from this. But, again, you give 35 years of your life to a company, and then they just toss you out like that. That's not right. That's not right, ladies and gentlemen. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So a couple of things, and wanted to give you a heads up on this. If you head over to our website, toddstearns.com, you're going to see a couple of things. And over the past, I don't know what's going on, but over the past day or so, we've had about 2,000 people subscribe to our daily newsletter. It comes out every morning. And we've got almost, wow, 250,000 people that subscribe to our daily newsletter. I want to encourage you to get a copy of that. It is free of charge. We don't spam you. I don't ask you for money. I just want you to subscribe so that you can get news and content that you normally would not receive. And also, we're going to be providing you with daily Trump briefings as well. So if you would like those daily Trump briefings, go to toddstearns.com and click on the subscribe button at the top of the page. And while you are there, be sure to subscribe to our daily podcast. You're going to be able to hear all 3 hours of the Todd Stearns radio show. You're going to love it. It's a lot of fun. I can promise you that. We are one of the top 10 conservative podcasts in America, and that's only because of you fine people. All right, hang tight, everybody. We've got to take a quick break. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
President Trump is moving at lightning speed.
Billions of dollars in waste, fraud, and abuse.
Executive orders, new policies, promises kept. It's hard to keep up.
Until now.
Subscribe to the Trump Report. This email brings you daily highlights from the Oval Office right to your inbox 5 days a week.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It'll help you follow President Trump at the speed of Trump.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Stearns.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. You know, we should have a conversation, Dieter. Tomorrow I will not be here, so we will have a fill-in host tomorrow. But I'm pretty open about, you know, what's going on in my life. I don't want to overshare. So, but you have to tell me if I'm about to overshare. Should I explain what's going on tomorrow? Why I'm not going to be here?
I don't even know. So you better tell me.
Oh, that's right. You didn't answer. I was going to tell you.
You were going to tell me, and I fell asleep, and now I'm on pins and needles.
So I sent you a text message.
As well as the entire nation. What's going on?
Well,
you just told me book a guest host.
Yeah. So anyway, I've got to go to the doctor tomorrow. And it's the eye surgeon. So many of you know that a couple of years ago, I had to have surgery on my eye. I had a detached retina. I sneezed. Do you know that's how you can – I just had a hard sneeze. And the next thing you know, I can't see out of my right eye. It's terrible. So I had the procedure done, and they're like, okay, here's what's going to happen. About 7 months from now, you're going to have cataract surgery in that right eye. You know, we're going to fix it, but you're going to have cataract surgery. So I said, all right, no problem. So I let me tell you something. This I'm terrified of operations anyway, but the eye surgery, that really freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want people poking around in your eyeball. You know, it's just weird. So I remember going to have the surgery done, and Dylan, your mom drove me. She's there. Amy, your mom was like there in the waiting room, and she was carting my carcass back home.
I also drove you, Todd. I don't know if you remember this.
Wow, wait a second. I do remember that. How did I forget that?
This was post-surgery, so there was a lot of medication in you.
I was heavily drugged.
Yes.
So I go in there, and I don't know if it was like kids' day at the eye surgeon, but there were all of these kids waiting to get their eyeballs operated on, and then me. And so I, as they were checking me in and doing all of this paperwork, I told the nurse, I'm like, you know, I'm just really impressed that these kids are so calm and peaceful. I said, cause I got to tell you, I'm freaking out here. And the nurse said, oh, well, there's a reason for that. She says, we noticed whenever we would give the kids, you know, the drugs for the surgery, the anesthesia, whenever they came out of it, they had this horrifying reaction, and the kids turned into like little monsters. I mean, they were just like, you know, they're sleeping peacefully, and then the anesthesia wears off, And the next thing you know, they're on you like a puma. So what they do is, while they're coming off of the anesthesia, they give them another drug that mellows them out. And I'm just fascinated by this conversation. And I told the nurse, I said, well, whatever you gave them, you give me twice as much. Make it a double.
Oh, wow.
So I remember I'm having the surgery, and I was freaking out about this. And I, you know, and I've had two major surgeries in my life, one open heart surgery and then this eyeball surgery. So I'm laying there on the slab, and I'm like waiting and waiting and waiting for the doctor to start. And I'm getting a little parched, you know, because you're sitting there and the, I guess the anesthesia makes you a little thirsty, and I could go for a Dr. Pepper. By the way, side note, after that interview I watched with the old lady, who I drink three Dr. Peppers a day.
Is that right?
That's right. I sure do.
Wow.
Probably not. I shouldn't be doing two liters, but man, I love Dr. Pepper. So anyway, I'm laying there and I'm like, man, I could use
a Dr. Pepper.
And so finally, I'm like, I get the courage, because you don't want to, you don't want to tick off the doctor, right? Especially the eyeball doctor. So, you know, you don't want to like say, okay, dude, what is the problem here? So I finally, it must have been like 15, 20 minutes of laying on this slab. And so finally I say, okay, doctor, when are you going to start this procedure? Because I need something to drink. And he says, Mr. Starnes, we've been operating on you for 3 hours.
You're joking.
No, had
oh
no
my
idea.
Gosh.
It was like, he says, yeah, we're just about wrapped up.
That's crazy. So it knocked you out.
Well, no, but you're awake through the whole thing, but you don't remember anything.
Wow.
I mean, you are awake.
Did you turn into a puma?
No.
Oh.
I was very gentle, like a little kitten, a little lovable, furry.
Little house kitten.
Kitten. So anyway, after all of that, sure enough, I had to have the cataract surgery. And so.
Did they give you those big sunglasses?
I was wearing the sunglasses. I look like a mobster.
I bet you did.
I look like Tony Soprano.
Up in that Cadillac with the shades.
I look good. I look good. I look good blind. So anyway, I had realized after the cataract surgery, I don't want to say anything, but I think they screwed up because I can't see out of the eye. And now the eye gets a little puffy. And the eyelid started to droop, and I get a text message from one of our colleagues here at Starnes Media Group said, Todd, people are beginning to ask me, did Todd Starnes have a stroke? And I'm like, no, I didn't have a stroke. And so then I noticed on Google, when you type in my name, one of the top questions is, what's wrong with Todd Starnes' eye?
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's.
That's a frequently asked question.
Apparently so. Apparently people have been wondering to know what's going
wrong. What does it look like? Because I've never noticed it.
Well, the eye's a little off.
Like a lazy eye? You're not going cross.
No, no, no. I'm not
going.
No. That's not it at all.
That'd be a wild shot for television.
So anyway, yeah, you think I'm joking here. That's literally one of the top questions people ask.
Todd Starnes' looks, Todd Starnes' wife, Todd Starnes' eye, what happened to it? What's Todd's net worth? What's Todd's life insurance policy? I like these questions.
What happened to Todd Starnes' eye, and how much is Todd Starnes' worth? Wow. So I've got to go back tomorrow, and they're going to try to. And they're telling me I'm going to have some plastic surgery on the eyelid because the eyelid droops because of the surgery.
Oh, so you're not having a stroke? You scare me for a second.
No.
That's
I'm healthy as a horse. Yeah, okay. And that's the other thing that's shocking, ladies and gentlemen, because a lot of people think, oh my gosh, Todd is going to have like a, you know, he must have a clogged artery. My arteries are clear as a bell. And my doctor told me I am a medical anomaly. There's no way that's humanly possible. And I told him gravy is the great lubricator.
Gravy and Dr. Pepper.
It's the Dr. Pepper, man, I'm telling you. But if it worked for the lady and she was like over 100 and something years old, I'm like, okay, she's on to something here. So it's three Dr. Peppers a day.
Wow.
Wash it down with a gallon of Milo sweet tea.
And that's the secret to Todd's longevity of life.
And diabetes.
Well, now they just give everybody Ozempic for that.
So anyway, well, no, because now people are going blind by getting the Ozempic shots, and people are losing their vision.
And they're getting Ozempic butt.
And now, well, that's sad. Wait, what? What is that?
You don't want to know.
So Ozempic butt.
Yeah.
Does that mean they
it gets
just
real droopy back there, like
oh,
a diaper?
Geez, hello.
Yeah, well, that's got to be careful.
That's not. So you droop. It's not like you poop uncontrollably.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, explosive diarrhea, that is a side effect on a lot of these drugs.
So they messed up your eye? Are you going to sue the eye doctor?
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm not suing the eye doctor.
Do you want to tell us the name of the eye doctor?
No, I'm not saying anything about that. I don't think it was intentional. I'm just saying things happen. So anyway, pray for me. I'm going to the eye surgeon tomorrow. They're going to take a look at it and see what the deal is.
Do you have good eyesight otherwise? Can you read all the letters?
No.
No.
I really, and that's the problem, is I'm sitting here trying to write books, and I'm like, right there, the screen is in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating.
Okay.
And you probably don't want to be driving in the same lane as me.
Okay. Good. Glad you tell me now, after the fact, that I've driven right beside you.
Good Lord. I know, and I had a... I'm just going to say something here, and I don't mean to be braggadocious, but before the surgery, I had really sexy eyes. I just had a lovely blue shade of eye.
Don't worry. That's what cosmetic procedures are for. While they're up there, just take everything up.
Maybe they could
give me nip tuck and all those things. They say it's addictive.
I overshared, didn't I? I overshared. Let's go to Gwendolyn in North Carolina. Hi, Gwendolyn. I understand you have some advice for me.
Listen, I had surgery on my left eye, retinitis. I had retinitis, and it was terrible. I had it in a good hospital in Winston-Salem.
God, well, that's not making me feel better, Gwendolyn.
Well, no, I'm trying to tell you, you better be careful, because it never did get right. It was terrible. I told the doctor if you hadn't been associated with this hospital, you would never touch my eye. Well, now I can't see, can't read, and I finally ended up with a doctor from India, and he told me that I had macular degeneration wet, and not let them touch the right eye. Do not take a cataract or anything. I won't have any vision.
Wow. So you got
I'm really anti all this surgery. These doctors I know in my neighborhood, everybody's getting their you don't have to get cataracts removed right away. I don't even know if you have to get them moved. So I keep my cataract on my right eye.
Wow.
Wow.
So I can't do computer or TV. I mean, I can see a little, but it's like I'm in a fog. I'm kind of in a fog. So I want you to just be really careful. I don't care what these doctors say. I've gotten really a bad taste about the American doctors.
Well, Gwendolyn, thank you for the advice, and I do appreciate that. I guess
could you ask for an Indian doctor?
Well, yeah. If your doctor starred in Harold and Kumar, I probably might want to just keep scrolling down the yellow pages there. I'm just saying, wow, that makes me feel even worse.
Are you feeling better?
No, I'm not feeling better at all. Let's go to Stan in Georgia. Hi, Stan. What's going on?
Hey, Mr. Starnes, how you doing? This is Stan the Man from Gainesville, Georgia.
Hi, Stan the Man.
I was listening to you regarding your eye situation, and there's a superior oculoplastic ophthalmic surgeon here in Gainesville. His name is Dr. Brent Hayek. It would do you well to have a consult with him. He is he did my mother's procedure on her tear duct, and I've known a number of people that had functional. You have a situation that's called a functional blepharoplasty. That's what you need.
All right, no need to get personal here, Stan, the man.
No, Stan, keep talking.
Yes, sir. You would do well to have a consult with him. He's not too far from where you had your book signing here in Gainesville, the WDUN studio.
I probably passed by it. I didn't even see it.
Yes, sir. It's only about a mile from there.
Joke there, Stan. I was trying to have a little bit of vision humor.
Yes, I understand.
All right, Stan.
We do a lot of things with our vision, so we know the ophthalmologist there well. I know cornea specialists, retina specialists. general ophthalmologist. And then Dr. Hayek is a oculoplastic ophthalmic surgeon.
You know, this is what I get for sneezing. I've got to stop sneezing so loud.
Yes,
Stan, you're a good man. Thank you for the advice there. Dr. Hyde, fair enough. You know, I do need a good reason to go back and visit our friends in Georgia at WDUN.
Yeah. Wow. So it looks like you have a lot of homework to do on your doctors.
I wonder if Martha Zala would let me stay in the guest room. I could recuperate there. Get Martha on the phone. Maybe Bill Maine can put me up. All right. We got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. Our telephone number, that's 901-260-5926. Did I really overshare? I think I overshared.
I printed out an eye chart, and during the commercial break, we're going through the letters, starting with E.
Yeah.
N-Z-P-L-V.
God. My concern is this, my far right eye. That's my problem here. I don't want to be a lefty.
President Trump is moving at lightning speed.
Billions of dollars in waste, fraud, and abuse.
Executive orders, new policies, promises kept. It's hard to keep up.
Until now.
Subscribe to the Trump Report. This email brings you daily highlights from the Oval Office right to your inbox 5 days a week.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It'll help you follow President Trump at the speed of Trump.
Yeah, I overshared. Sorry about it. Anyway, I'm looking forward to getting all this fixed so I can see all you beautiful people once again. So there you go. So put me, if you don't mind, put me on the little prayer list for tomorrow, folks, and I'll be back with you on Thursday. Let's go to the phone lines here. The German Shepherd is on the line listening to us on the Mighty 990 app, the KWAM app. Hi, German Shepherd. What's on your mind?
Mr. Todd, I'm glad you're doing well. What's on my mind is about 10 years ago, all these government workers were warned about this coming layoff when they were labeled non-essential workers and were sent home to get a free paycheck. And Adrian Rogers once said that the American government, the United States government, is not a cow to be milked, but a watchdog to protect us. And we're starting to get back to that, and I am so encouraged with that.
So you're liking what you're seeing so far, German Shepherd.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many times my paycheck's been cut because there's no work to be done, and I just don't get that free money for not doing nothing. If you don't work, you don't eat. That's how it works.
You know, the smugness of these people saying, oh, well, you woe is me. I've got to go back into the office. And if I don't, you know, they're going to fire me. You know what? Anybody else in the private sector, you would have already been on the unemployment line.
You know, I have a family member that hasn't been to work since COVID, even to this day. And he would brag about all he has to do is make one call a week to get his paycheck. And you know, it's an integrity issue is what it is.
Boy, you're not kidding. German Shepherd, I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't live with myself if I did something like that. You know, I mean, somebody hires me to do a job, I'm going to work my butt off and go above and beyond. I mean, I think you're right. That is an integrity issue.
Yeah, that happened to me one time when the Canada shut off truck drivers to the border unless you had the clot shot, and my company took me off of that, but they didn't get rid of me. They sat me home and kept me on call for about a week and a half, but that drove me nuts, man, not having purpose. You know, it's just the way God made us.
Absolutely, German Shepherd. Well, look, good hearing from you, and thanks for calling in. Folks, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And we're getting some intel out of Philadelphia. This is insanity. There is some video in Philadelphia of an ICE van that has been set on fire. This would be Immigration Customs Enforcement van. They were staging some sort of a deportation roundup when far-left when far left terrorists, and that's what they are, far left terrorists, set fire to the ICE van there in Philadelphia, that taking place even as you and I speak. We're posting that video up on our Todd Stearns Facebook page, so you might want to go over and check that video out here in the commercial break. All right, folks, we've got to scoot out of here. Coming up, Congressman Tim Burchett is going to join us. Our good buddy Art Alley from Timothy Plain, he's going to be here as well. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We've been covering at length
salaries
where the money is going.
No, you
to.
Haven't. You all y'all do is run down Elon Musk and Donald Trump, and you continuously do this, and that's why your ratings are in the tank, ma'am. You
all need right, to Congressman Tim Burchett, we're going to leave
America
it there.
That's why your ratings are in the tank, ma'am. Spoken like a true Southerner, our good friend Congressman Tim Burchett. He is expected to join us during this segment of the show. Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So can we talk about Megyn Kelly for just a moment? Megyn Kelly is getting slammed now because she shared a take on womanhood. And ladies of the Todd Stearns audience, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. She says that women should be able to balance a career and a family. And this is what she wrote. Ladies, it is possible to make your own money, have your own career, pay for your own swanky New York City apartment, and find a man who loves you, wants to have and raise kids with you, and wants to be with you and you only. The only thing stopping you, your decision to settle less. That's what Megyn Kelly said on her podcast. Now, she's facing all sorts of backlash now from conservative women, and they're calling her post patronizing. Stephanie Hamill is a journalist and former One America News commentator and said Kelly's toxic and delusional post puts very unrealistic pressures on most mothers. I'm curious, do you have a problem with what she said?
I think this is in response to what you were talking about yesterday, Todd, with the whole Elon Musk, Ashley St. Clair debacle. And I think what she's saying here is if you want anything, whether it's a good relationship, we just got past Valentine's Day, if you want a good career, it's possible to go get. You just have to basically work your butt off for it, and it is possible, but you've got to earn it. And a lot of people, a lot of these social media commentators, these conservatives, they don't want to earn anything. It's all about clicks, and you got to put in the work. You got to pay your dues. I think that's what she's getting at. I don't understand why that's so controversial.
She didn't have kids until later in life.
Very late.
And she had her career as she was a lawyer, then went on to Fox, and now she's got her own media empire. So I'm not, you know, she's saying, I don't think she's saying, I don't understand what's controversial about this.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the point.
I mean, you can rely on your husband's money, but you could also have, you know, a lot of times these relationships don't work out. But who am I? I'm not in one.
Wow. That made a weird turn. We'll work on that, Ben Dieter. All right, 901-260-5926. $1,300 coffee cups. Gosh, let's go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Talk to our good friend, Congressman Tim Burchett. Congressman, my props to you for triggering CNN. That was well done, yeah. Sir.
Yeah, I don't know. Blind hog gets an acorn every now and then, Todd. Thank you, brother. And it's always a pleasure being on with you, because every time I am, all my good conservative, God-fearing folks tell me, I heard you on the Todd Starnes show, so that's a good thing, brother. So thank you for your kindness and your friendship and your professionalism.
Well, you're kind to say that. And in the spirit of professionalism, I should warn you, Congressman, we had your good friend, Congressman Rooley, on from the guy who's the only punk rocker in Congress, and he's now dabbling in bluegrass and rockabilly. And we asked him to write a song about you centered around your favorite catchphrase, dadgummit.
All right.
We'll do our best. If he's able to follow through, we'll make sure to get you a copy of that,
okay.
Congressman.
Oh, I thought you had it on right now. Okay.
No. I think he's working on it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm writing a song about that. I've never been invited to Mar-a-Lago, so maybe I can be on the B side of his a number one hit.
That's a sad song, though, Congressman. That's sad.
Not really. I don't care about all that stuff. I talk to Trump occasionally. We're good.
So,
I don't need to fly down to Florida.
No. I hear you. But if you do go down there, his mom's meatloaf is on the menu, and it's really good.
Well, that's what I'll be eating. You know, it's funny about meatloaf. I hated it growing up. Mama would always say, "What are we having, Mom?" And she'd say, "Oh, we're having those green beans like you like and that apple pie goodie and a big salad." I said, "Mama, are we having meatloaf?" She said, "Yes." You know, and now I can, when you said meatloaf, I just crave my mama's meatloaf. So,
well, if you go to Cracker Barrel on a regular basis, which I used to do, and you become a regular, they'll make you a meatloaf sandwich, and it's pretty darn good.
I've been mad at them since they started serving alcohol. Dadgummit, and they don't have my French dressing like they used to. My wife and daughter will go there when we travel, and if I want to hear a lady call me darling, I love going there, but I tell you, I'm not as big a fan as I once was, so you can just, whatever that's worth.
In fairness, I think the food has gone down, which is why I think they're serving alcohol to cover it up. So, I mean, that was just, I don't know.
Yes, sir. Well, what did you want to talk about?
Yeah, I didn't want to try to overthink that. Can we talk about these $1,300 coffee cups and 8,000% overpay on soap dispensers? This Doge, the Doge investigation is mind-boggling.
It is unbelievable, Todd. And to quote Trump, it's the tip of the iceberg. When can you imagine? I mean, you're talking about FEMA and all these other groups. Can you imagine when Trump said we're going to get to education and the military? That just sent shockwaves. People are freaking out. And heaven forbid people are going to have to start showing up to work now. And, I've had people call me that they literally moved. And they've been working from home for 3 years now, and they've moved to out of the other end of the state. And now they're complaining that they're going to have to show up for their jobs. You know, I'm sorry, but we're $36 trillion in debt, and we're paying for circumcisions in Mozambique, I believe it was. $10 million for that. It's just astronomical what's going on. I think we've just hit the tip of the iceberg, though, and I think some of that corruption, and that's part of the reason they filed these lawsuits, is to stop it so they can clear up their paper trail, because some of that money is going to go right back to Washington politicians, and I'm afraid it might be some on both sides of the aisle. So we better, I tell people just to put their safety belts on and their helmets on, because it's going to get a little bumpy.
I was watching CNN, and one of the conservatives, I think it was Kevin O'Leary, was talking about how the cuts aren't deep enough. We need to be cutting even deeper. And when you're when you're buying a company, you're going in and you got to cut right to the bone.
Oh yeah, a friend of mine bought a I'm not a drinker, but bought a big beer distributorship, and I think they ended up cutting about 75% of the workforce who just become that bloated. And that's what you're going to see more and more, this Doge thing. That's why they're pitching a fit. That's why they're attacking Elon Musk and Donald Trump. They got nothing on the facts. They're going to attack the people. It's the message carrier, and it's Democrat politics 101 right now.
And I get, you know, the media is playing this nasty little game. You know, they talk about, oh, well, you know, there really aren't people 150 years old, you know, that are getting Social Security checks. Elon's team got it wrong. But in the same breath, you'll have, and I don't know if he got it wrong or not, but in the same breath, MSNBC's out there saying, but there was $70 billion in improper payments. Okay, well, $70 billion. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about that. Todd, this thing is just, it's the tip of the iceberg, brother, and it is going to get bigger and bigger, and they're going to try to, every liberal court, every person that's pitching a fit, they're either a pawn or they're crooked right now. You better just mark my words, because it's going to get bigger, and it's going to get bigger, and it's just not going to stop.
No, it's not. And Congressman, I know we've got to scoot to a break here, but we really appreciate you fighting the good fight and calling all this stuff out. And we just got to put a stop to this overspending.
We got to. And they're coming after me. They're coming after me hard. The left is. They're going to shut off my, you know, they're going to try to shut off my fundraising and everything else. And that's about all they got. And I don't care. It's just going to get ugly. And America better be ready. We got to fight.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. All right, Congressman, next time you're back in town, meatloaf's on me.
You got it, brother. Thank you.
All right, Congressman Tim Burchett, everybody, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Wow. It's just remarkable. We're paying $1,300 for coffee cups, ladies and gentlemen.
And how much for voluntary circumcisions?
I didn't want to ask.
Yeah,
that is an unpleasant cut right there. I'm just going to tell you, I don't care if you're Mozambique or not. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. I have to tell you, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, Newsmax, the Todd Stern Show. We won't be talking about circumcisions, but we are going to be talking about a lot of other fun stuff. Well, circumcisions are fun. Okay, I'm just moving along now. Tens of millions of Americans turning off Fox, turning off CNN, and they're tuning into Newsmax for breaking news and information. And that's why you need to check out Newsmax. Download the Newsmax app for free. Start watching today. You're going to get great shows like mine. You're going to find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump switching to Newsmax says it's terrific, and he is watching. So make the switch right now. Check us out on cable, satellite TV. Download the Newsmax app today. You can watch anytime. And remember, Newsmax is real news for real people. All right, welcome back. After talking to Congressman Burchett about meatloaf, I'm kind of hungry. Let's go to the phone lines. Always an honor to have our good friend Art Alley, the founder of the world-famous Timothy Plan, timothyplan.com. Art, hope you're doing good today.
Man, I'm going to start recording this, Todd. World famous. I like that.
you can quote
hey,
me.
I'm doing better than you, man. I'm in Orlando, and it's about 70 degrees right now.
Well, it's about to snow here in Memphis, so we got a little frost on the pork butt today, Art.
That's why I live here. Man, it's always good to talk to you. How are we doing?
Art, doing well. And, you know, the last time we talked, we got a question from a listener, and I promised that I would share this question with you. This is from Tom. And Tom says, Art, our granddaughter just turned 18 and is a senior in high school. She would like to start investing $100 a month into an IRA with money she earns from babysitting. She plans to go to college next year, then on to healthcare. Related career. What advice can you give her to help her get started investing? We definitely want to encourage this.
Well, the best thing she could do is do a little investigation on her own. Call us. One of our people will walk her through all the options of the various ways she can invest. But bless her heart. That is, man, you can't start early enough. So good for her. But we would be glad to, cover the options so she really has her eyes open on how to invest this money. She must do a lot of I guess I'm old, man. I remember when babysitting used to be 50 cents an hour, but she must be doing all right. That's good to hear.
Yeah, I think the kids mowing the lawns and the girls doing the babysitting, I think they're packing away some big money these days.
Yeah, they're doing all right, and bless their hearts, but better than sitting around playing video games. So proud of her. But the best thing to do is just call the 800 number, talk to somebody about, they don't have to come to Timothy. They should. But we will go over the various options so she can have a better handle on making better choices, because ultimately it's going to be up to her the how to invest this money. But, and when you do it that way, it doesn't matter what the markets do, Todd, as you well know. If she wants to put in so much every month, if the markets are down, what that means, she buys more shares at a better price, and then they go up, and the value of her account increases. It is the best way for anybody listening to this to invest, in my opinion, because short-term, markets go up, markets go down. It's all based on fear and greed and emotion. But long-term, if you're investing well in good companies, you're going to do well over time. So what she's talking about is dollar-cost averaging. And if no matter what amount you have, if you want to invest $120,000, I would suggest do $10,000 a month over a year. And that way you're taking advantage. And it's just a proven way to do a little better in investing and not to be worried or concerned when markets may dip.
Right.
Because you get more shares, and then that just compounds your value over time.
And Art, let's give out that number. It's 1-800-TIM-PLAN, TIMPLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. And it doesn't matter if you're 18 or 80, you need to give them a call, because the thing about investing with Timothy Plan is that you guys are all about rethinking the way you invest and doing it in a morally responsible way.
Well, yeah, a biblically responsible way, because, it's pretty clear on what some of these companies are doing. If people knew it, they wouldn't want to invest in their company with a 10-foot pole. But you know what? We're getting the attention of these companies. They're starting to turn their backs on this DEI stuff. And they're starting to understand, let's just make our product and not get involved in this social war. That is really best for shareholders.
And again, Art, some of our listeners, they may have questions, and folks, you can send in those questions, and we'll be talking about those with Art. But again, if you want information right now, go to just pick up the phone, call 1-800-TIM-PLAN, and they are going to send you information. You're going to be talking right to a real human being, Art.
If ever a computer answers the phone here, you will know Art Alley is no longer involved in this organization. We will not use computers to answer phone. Human being answer phone, connect you with another human being. But it's good to talk these things through and understand the various options so you can make better decisions. Because ultimately, you really shouldn't depend too much on advice from a third party. Understand what you're doing and make better decisions, and that way you're going to be comfortable within your own skin.
Art, the computer is going to cut us off in just a few seconds, but again, folks, if you want to start investing today for college, retirement, or a rainy day, or whatever your financial goals might be, I want you to go to timothyplan.com right now, timothyplan.com. or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN, T-I-M-P-L-A-N, and Art and his incredibly gifted team are going to help you out. Art, God bless you, my brother. It's always good hearing from you.
Man, thanks. Keep up the good work, Todd.
All right, Art Alley, everybody. Great American patriot. Hang tight. Hour 3 of the Big Show coming up.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight, the Todd Starnes Show on Newsmax. We have a jam-packed program. So, a story caught my attention on the socials from the great state of Maine, where a boy pretending to be a girl won first place in the girls' Maine State Class B Championship. Before he pretended to be a girl, he was in fifth place on the boys' team. And our next guest has something to say about that. There is another story coming out of Maine. Maine to defy Trump order will allow transgender athletes to play girls' sports. Well, I want to bring into the conversation State Representative Laurel Libby, a member of the Maine State House of Representatives. Laurel, good to have you on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me on, Todd.
So, how concerned are you that girls are being disenfranchised to accommodate this transgender crowd?
Yeah, I'm very concerned about that, Todd. It is absolutely unfair for the girls who have worked so hard to become proficient and excel at their sport to have a biological male, win and replace them, meddling, taking their trophies, their medals, their podium spot, away from women. We've come so far, and this erases women.
I know that you are a patriot and you want what is best for the good people of the great state of Maine, but the Maine Principals Association is out there saying they're going to defy President Trump's order that would keep men out of women's sports, and they're going to allow transgender athletes to continue competing. Now, there are concerns that, you know, the schools might lose federal funding as a result of this. Is that what needs to happen here?
You know, several days after President Trump gave that executive order, the Maine Principals Association did come out and state publicly that they will not abide by the executive order. They're going to allow boys to continue competing in girls' sports. And as we saw yesterday with a biological male winning first place in the pole vault championship, they're going to stick by that. I think that the only answer to this, to bring fairness back for Maine girls, is for the federal government to take action and, yes, to defund Maine schools that do not abide by that executive order.
You know, I mean, it really is that simple. But ultimately, Laurel, and I think we've seen this in universities around the nation where the alumni get involved and maybe they, you know, the schools are defiant, but when they realize they're about to lose money, well, all of a sudden they have a, we call it a come to Jesus moment.
Absolutely. Money talks, whether you're talking about federal funding or alumni funds, both speak loudly.
Wow. I'm curious, what is the mood there in the State House? Do you guys have the numbers to stand up to these radical activists out there?
Unfortunately not. We are serving in the minority, 73-76. And so the numbers are close, but we don't have the numbers to overcome this. And this has been the agenda over the last few years here in Maine, one of those agenda items. It is not fair to Maine girls to ask them to compete against boys in their sport. And it likely will take action at the federal level rather than state.
I'm curious who you're hearing from. Are you hearing from girls? Are you hearing from parents? And what are they telling you?
You know, I'm hearing from a lot of Maine people today, and a lot of Maine people who are upset that boys are being allowed to participate in girls' sports in Maine, and that boys are winning medals that girls should be. You know, you just look at yesterday, there were two girls who placed second. They tied for second and would have been tied for first. In fact, their team would have won the championship yesterday overall, if not for this boy winning first place. And so, you know, that has long-term ramifications in these girls' lives, and people are not happy about it.
It's just not right. And I'm glad that people like yourself are standing up and speaking out. And if it takes losing the federal funding, I suspect the Maine Principals Association will certainly have a change of heart over the issue.
I would hope so. Anything less will not be fair to Maine girls who are trying to compete in a level playing field and unable to here in our state right now.
All right. Well, Laurel, we certainly appreciate you coming on the radio show today, and we wish you nothing but the very best as you guys fight the good fight there in Maine.
Thanks so much.
All right, Laurel Libby, ladies and gentlemen, a member of the Maine State House of Representatives, and as you just heard, a young man who placed fifth on the boys team, won first place in the girls' Maine State Class B pole vaulting championship. The guy's a cheater. That's all he is. He's a cheater. We're following some breaking news out of Philadelphia today, where protesters have set fire to an ICE van in Philadelphia. This was happening during some sort of a deportation roundup. And make no mistake about this, ladies and gentlemen, this is an act of terrorism. I don't care who you are, you don't go around setting vehicles on fire. And this looks, what's the word I'm looking for? A little insurrection-y to me. That's what this looks like. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Going to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show. Hey, Dieter, I got a question for you. I know you live in downtown Memphis. Do you happen to raise any chickens? Do you have any backyard chickens?
Oh, didn't know we brought them to the studio.
Yeah, we got some out back.
This is a dream of mine to have a chicken farm. I'm still working on the logistics of having a chicken farm in a studio apartment in downtown, but I'm working on it.
I suspect our listeners in Gainesville, Georgia would have some guidance on chicken farms.
I'm eyeing incubators on eBay. Is it an incubator?
It's an incubator.
Okay.
It turns out that this is a big thing happening across the country, the cost of eggs going up, and many Americans are now looking to raising their own chickens. And so there's a guy that's a poultry specialist at the University of Tennessee. He says backyard chickens are very popular, not only in Tennessee, but across the country. And for those wanting to save money on eggs, though, it may not necessarily be as cost effective as one might think. They say chickens can be expensive.
Really?
You got to build a coop. You got to buy
one
feed
from Tractor Supply. You feed them anything. You could feed them grass. You could feed them hay. I think. I don't know. I'm not a chicken farmer.
Kim Marmo is a chicken hobbyist. I guess that's what they call them. That's a thing.
Like, what's your hobby? Mine is chicken.
Some people play pickleball. Others raise chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Marmo has raised chickens for 13 years. She says the biggest expense is the coop, where hens will be protected from both the weather and predators. And Lord knows we have a lot of those in Memphis. She said that could be a few hundred to several thousand dollars. Then the chickens can cost as much as $60. And food for the hens, well, that's about $20 for a bag of chicken feed.
Pocket change.
There you go. But then don't you have to have treats? I mean, don't you give your chicken treats?
Hmm.
Like if they
kibbles and bits,
lay a couple of big eggs or something? I don't know.
You reward them with the trophy? Mm-hmm.
Marmo admits the way she treats her girls, that's what she calls the chickens, buying eggs at the store may be cheaper. because she takes good care of them.
I wonder, do chickens eat eggs?
I'm gonna have to open that one up to the listeners. I don't know.
You could just feed them eggs and just repurpose. They pop out the egg, you give it back to them, they pop out another one. Does that work? Or is that cannibalism?
Cannibalism.
Oh. Okay. I'm thinking outside the box. Feed them berries.
Eggabilism. She said they really love protein, so mealworms, black fly, larva, things like that. So she says when you start doing that, it gets a little more expensive. Interesting. All right. Curious if that's a big thing across America. You folks in Salem, Oregon, are you raising backyard chickens? 901-260-5926. Well, I have some news for you from the world of entertainment. The Hollywood Bowl is announcing a revival of Jesus Christ Superstar. And Jesus is going to be portrayed by a bald black woman who identifies as queer. Cynthia Erivo will star as Jesus. And are you kidding me?
Jesus Christ, who are you? What have you sacrificed? Jesus Christ.
Jesus ain't a dude.
Or bald.
No, Jesus had, he was
long,
a
healthy
white
lives.
Guy with blue eyes and had flowing hair and... That's how he looks in the Bibles.
Wow. Wait, you're telling me that, so they're redoing the Jesus theater show.
Yeah, Jesus Christ Superstar.
And that's what? Portrayed through the eyes of Judas the Iscariot, and it retells the last days of Christ's life on earth. And so they cast the chick that just played in the Wizard of Oz movie. What was that?
Oh, Wicked.
Yeah. So... this bald chick is cast as Jesus. Could they not find any other lookalikes? What about what's the series that they have on Jesus going on
the
right
Chosen.
Now?
Yeah, why not that guy?
Hire him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he looks like Jesus. This woman looks like Robin Roberts from ABC.
Erivo will take on the role of Jesus Christ amid a busy time in her career. She's nominated for three Oscars for an Oscar for her role in Wicked, the big screen adaptation of Wicked.
She played Glinda.
But what does it say that, you know, they love to stick it to the Christians, right? Could you imagine this woman playing Muhammad?
I mean, we should try to cast her for it. Can someone pitch that? Wonder if she's going to take out the nose ring. You just posted a photo online, Todd, on your social. Wonder if they take out the nose ring to portray Christ. Or is that just, you know, part of this skit?
That could be how they crucify her. Just one nail and stick her up there by the nose. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
That's a horrible, horrible thought.
It's terrible. Who thought this was a good idea?
Does she at least sing good? Dylan, you went and saw the movie. Does she sing well? Is she going to be screaming lyrics?
She does have that going for her.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like Jesus, though.
The responses on my X feed. No, just no. Holly Weird. The musical pushes some heresy, so the casting seems appropriate, which is true. A mockery. Not today, Satan. Not today. Barack Obama's legacy. That's true. Wow. Hollywood degenerates. Wow. I've only had it up for a few seconds, and Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Hollywood is a cesspool of sin. Hell, oh, my God. Hell is coming to breakfast. Wow, that's terrible. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Just when you think Hollywood couldn't go there, they did. And Jesus is now a black bald chick who's queer.
Except he's not.
No, he's not.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure.
Look, here's the thing. The Hollywood Bowl is outside. I don't think I would be blaspheming Jesus Christ outside.
Especially with that piece of metal from her nose. Mm-mm. She's going to need something rubber to protect her from the lightning bolt coming out of the sky.
Sweet Lord. All right. Folks, this is insanity. 901-260-5926. Does that bother you? I mean, you've got the University of Tennessee at Martin, and they just portrayed Jesus as transgender. And that was on our taxpayer dime. Easter's right around the corner. You're going to get ready for more of this. All right, let's go to Susie, wants to talk chickens. Hi, Susie. What's going on?
Hey, Todd and Ben.
Chickens
will eat eggs.
What? Wait, chickens will eat their eggs?
Yes, they will peck the egg and eat it if they're an egg-eating chicken. But if you have extra eggs, you can cook them, like scramble them, and feed your chickens for extra protein. And it makes them lay better.
Oh.
Now, how many eggs? Susie, I don't know why I'm going to ask this question, but I'm curious. How many eggs does the average chicken lay?
I have two chickens right now. They'll lay an egg every other day.
Oh, so they keep you. And what do you do with that egg? So they lay the egg, and then you immediately fry it up or scramble the egg?
No. It's just my husband and myself, and so I just bring them in the house. And sometimes I put them in the refrigerator, and sometimes I leave them out. You can leave eggs out on the counter mm-hmm. without refrigerating them, and they will not spoil, and they will make you sick.
Is that right?
Wow.
Now, I don't mean this is a racist question, but do your eggs come out white or brown?
Well, let me tell you this, you two. You look at your chickens, and they have ears on the side of their head. If their ears are brown, they're going to lay brown eggs. If they're white, they're going to lay white eggs.
Get out of here. Really?
Yeah, that is the truth, Todd.
Wow.
My two are laying brown eggs.
Wait, last question, Susie. Do you think you're saving money by having these chickens cluck lay the eggs as opposed to going to Whole Foods and purchasing? Would you say it's a money saver for you?
It is for me.
Okay.
For some people, it may not be, but mine are really young hens, and they're not eating that much feed right now. And when it gets warmer, I will let them outside, and they will what you call free range, and they will eat very little store-bought feed.
Well, this is all fascinating. There's a science to this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Susie, thanks for the intel.
Bye.
All right, thanks, Susie. Let's go to Autumn in Dahlonega, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. All right, Autumn, I understand you have a backyard chicken tip.
Yes, you can actually feed your backyard chickens black soldier fly larvae that you can grow at home in your compost pile. So you'll save a lot of money by just starting a compost pile with your kitchen scrap, and the flies will actually get in there on their own and start laying eggs, and the larvae will grow. And then as long as you're not afraid of creepy crawlies, you can just go in there and pick them out and feed them to your chickens, and basically they're free.
Now, Autumn, how long have you been raising chickens?
On and off, about 10 years or so. We've had to give our chickens to different family members if we can't move to somewhere with the military where they'll allow us to have chickens.
So they're fostering.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just basically give our chickens to family members when we have to move. They'll take care of them and take it from there.
I am just fascinated. I am fascinated by
Autumn,
this.
Autumn, can you send one to Memphis?
Okay. She's going to think about that.
Memphis. I'm actually in Dahlonega, Georgia, which is a great place to visit.
Yes, it is. All right. Hey, Autumn, got to run. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. We're talking backyard chickens and black queer Jesus. We'll be right back. Jeez-a-loo. Have you seen all of the woke executives? They've been jumping on the bandwagon of freedom and liberty, folks, and especially the big banks, hauled before Congress to explain why they were sharing your data with big government and also why they were canceling Patriots. Bank of America was doing that. remember, you got to remember who these people really are, and I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them. But some folks that you can trust, my friends over at Old Glory Bank, they are FDI insured, and they were created to protect your privacy, security, and liberty, co-founded in 2022 by Dr. Ben Carson and Larry Elder, John Rich, regulars on this program. Old Glory Bank now serves tens of thousands of customers in all 50 states. I want you to go to oldglorybank.com/Starnes. That's oldglorybank.com/Starnes today. Check out all the things they offer. You can open an account online right now today and put your money in the hands of people you can actually trust. By the way, don't forget 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Starnes Show on Newsmax TV. Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, my very special guest. Well, I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to the founder and president of the National Association of Christian Lawmakers. They are doing some incredible work around this country. Jason Rapert joins us from the great state of Arkansas, I do believe. Jason, hope you're doing good.
I'm doing great, Todd, and it's so good to talk with you. And thank you for your daily advocacy for all things God and country. You are a critical voice in our nation right now, and I just want to thank you for all you do.
Well, you're kind to say that, Jason, and I want you to give our listeners a rundown of what the National Association of Christian Lawmakers is all about, because this is a vitally, vitally important organization. I'm going to explain why in just a moment, but tell our listeners about the NACL.
Yes, sir. Well, the National Association of Christian Lawmakers is an association of local, state, and federal elected officials around the entire United States. The entity actually started, Todd, in August of 2020, and since that time, by God's grace, we now have members and supporters in all 50 states. We have school board member officials that are members of the entity. We have mayors. We have many state legislators, and we now have congressional members. And so we have achieved the vision to unite local, state, and federal elected officials together, and we currently are expanding that reach. And one thing that many people ask me a lot of times, Todd, is they say, well, look, I'm not an elected official myself, but I absolutely support Christians that are serving in public office. Can I be involved? Yes, they can. We have what is called armor bearer supporting members, Todd, and people can go to christianlawmakers.com and find out all about that. You're still broadcasting from Tennessee. Our state chair in Tennessee is Representative Chris Todd. Our charter chair there was Representative DeBlack, and he now works for Governor Bill Lee in your state. And John DeBerry, I said DeBlack, didn't I? It's John DeBerry. And, of course, all over the country, if you look at our websites, you'll be able to see the chairs, in some cases vice chairs for those various states. And the entity literally meets twice a year. Our next meeting will be June 5th through the 7th at Liberty University. And by the way, Todd, we've been working on getting you there, by the way, so we need to talk offline about finding if you could come in June or maybe come to our annual meeting later in the year. But they meet face-to-face, and they debate and discuss all of the major policy issues affecting the country, but openly do that from a biblical worldview. And so right now, Todd, all over the country, we had Senator John Carley up in South Dakota that was trying to pass the Ten Commandments poster bill in his state. Representative Dodie Horton, our vice chair in Louisiana, is the one that passed that Ten Commandments poster bill for schools just a few months ago. And we have people running religious release time bills. We have people running the school chaplaincy bills around the country. And one of the main reasons I think we wanted to talk today is that State Representative John McCravey in the state of South Carolina is our state chair there.
Right.
And he's also chair over our National Legislative Council, and he is running the Human Life Protection Act there. And believe it or not, Todd, when you have Republicans that run and tell you they're pro-life, but guess what? It's a Republican that is blocking that bill from moving in the South Carolina legislature right now. And I hope that your listeners and supporters through your program would be willing to send their voices to South Carolina to say, hey, it is time for South Carolina to pass legislation that fully protects babies from the moment of conception.
Well, 3,000% accurate there, Jason. And again, I know we have a lot of listeners in South Carolina and North Carolina, and you folks need to get fired up and you need to be supporting and backing pro-life lawmakers. And Jason, I think one of the most important things about the NACL, you were almost like prophetic, because you knew that eventually this issue, the life issue, would return right back to the states. And that's why it's so vitally important. As much as we focus on Congress, we've got to make sure we're sending people of faith and people who are pro-life to the state houses as well.
Yes. Well, as you say, and for folks that don't know, I served for 12 years in the Arkansas State Senate myself.
Oh, I think we may have lost Jason there. Let's try to get him back. But just to tell you a little bit about Jason, this guy is fearless, and he stood up to the atheist mob there in Arkansas when it came time to defend a Ten Commandments monument. Anyway, he's a fierce fighter for freedom and liberty and our Lord. And I think, Jason, we've got you back now?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It's sometimes the old devil doesn't want the truth to be spoken, right?
Or a Democrat, but yeah, go ahead. True. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, that's a good point. I won't miss saying that based on the policy of the Democrat Party, Todd, I don't know how you can be a really sincere Christian and support them. But to your point, what I was trying to say when we got cut off is that I think what you're referencing, you and I have talked many times over the years. As you know, I carried that heartbeat bill, the first one that got passed in March of 2013. And yes, God has used strong pro-life Christian leaders that are in office to support and run those bills around the country. And in South Carolina, John McCravey is the one that ran their heartbeat bill that has been obviously attacked mercilessly in the courts there. And they have that in place, but their desire is to save as many babies as they possibly can. And so they are making this effort. And I would encourage people, if you don't mind me just getting real specific, Todd, there's one guy that holds the key to allowing this bill to move forward. His name is Representative Weston Newton. He is the chair of the Judiciary Committee there, and he literally has stopped that bill from even having a hearing. Now, we know if that bill gets a hearing, the South Carolina legislatures are going to support that bill. But for whatever reason, Chairman Newton is holding that up. Todd, do you mind if I give some phone numbers to your
listeners? Let's go ahead and give out those numbers real quick, Jason.
Well, Representative Newton can be reached at area code 803-734-3120. And I encourage anybody that hears this program today, call that number. Say, Chairman Newton, please give a hearing to the Human Life Protection Act. And other key folks that could get involved here in this are two more names and numbers that I think would be important for people to call. Number one, call Speaker Merle Smith. Speaker Smith is the Speaker of the South Carolina House of Representatives, and his number is 803-734-3125. And last but not least, Governor Henry McMaster has been a very outspoken pro-life leader, and I think if Governor McMaster would hear the voices of pro-life advocates around the country, he might decide it's time for the Speaker to make sure that this bill gets heard. His number is 803-734-2100.
All right.
And Todd, the bottom line is, when these people hear from pro-life advocates around the country, that does make a difference. And I encourage people to reach out and support this, because this nation will not be the country we should be, Todd, until we are protecting all babies' lives everywhere.
Well, I completely agree with that assessment. And Jason, always good hearing from you. And folks, if you are a lawmaker, you need to join ChristianLawmakers.com. So go to ChristianLawmakers.com and you can join the National Association of Christian Lawmakers and meet like-minded people from all over the country. I've had a chance to speak at this group down in Texas years ago. And you remember that, Jason. It was me, Ted Cruz, and Bobby Jindal. And I'm not quite sure why I was a part of that trio, but it was a lot of fun, and we got to meet so many wonderful people down in Texas. Of course, that was years ago. But again, folks, get involved, and this is how we're going to take back our country. ChristianLawmakers.com. Jason, got to leave it there, and I have no doubt we're going to be lighting up the phones here momentarily.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Todd.
All right, God bless you. Jason Rapert, the founder and president of the National Association of Christian Lawmakers. Before we go to break, Ben Dieter, we just got a note here, an email from Howard. Howard says, please tell Todd and Ben, chickens do need eggshells in their food, but they're not cannibals unless they don't get certain nutrients. Then they peck and eat other chickens. So they're cannibals, right? I don't want to quibble. Thank you, Howard. Appreciate that. 901-260-5926. Going to the phones. We'll be right back. I was having breakfast this morning over at the men's Bible study, and most of the guys sitting around the table happen to be pilots or FedEx guys, FedEx pilots. And they were talking about this plane crash in Toronto that happened yesterday afternoon. Just really shocking. New video coming out of the plane as it was just a super hard landing. And as it landed, the landing gear gave way and the plane flipped over. And it was just really shocking to me that everybody was able to get out okay. I mean, you had three people critically injured, but everybody survived. And that is terrific news. May I just say, I always sit in the very first chair on the very first row of the plane. And there are a couple of reasons why. First of all, I like that area of the plane. But number two, if things are going down, I want to make sure that nobody's standing between me and the exit. And I say that because, and also, you know, you want to be able to help. I mean, if the flight attendant needs help, you know, making sure people don't break legs or whatever, happy to do that. But one of the things that caught my attention, I don't know if you saw this, any of the video of what was happening in the plane, but the plane's upside down. Everybody's hanging there like bats. And instead of evacuating the plane, people took out their cell phones. A lot of those people took out their cell phones and they started videoing everything. Now, it just seems to me that if you are on board an airplane that has crashed and you're upside down and the plane is on fire, you should be doing whatever is necessary to get your butt out of the airplane. But a lot of people would just rather take out their cell phones and film the experience so that, I don't know, they can get clicks on TikTok, Instagram. Really? You could hear the flight attendants telling people, don't worry about your cell phone. Turn off your cell phone. Get out of the plane. And, you know, I felt bad for the flight attendants because they got to wait around until everybody gets off the airplane. And if it was up to me, maybe we ought to just have, like, back in the day, I know, Ben, you may not remember these days, but back in the day, there was a smoking section and a non-smoking section of the airplane. And it was separated by a curtain, which meant the entire plane was a smoking section. But I'm wondering if we could just put all the people with cell phones in the back of the plane. If you're gonna video yourself in the middle of a plane disaster, maybe you should be the last person to get off the plane. And I really don't feel sorry for those people who got injured because they stuck around and, you know, if somebody got burned, okay, well, you know what? Get your butt off the plane. Stop filming yourself. I have no sympathy for those people. And that is why I like to sit on the front row, because I don't want to be stuck behind that nonsense, because I'd be throwing people out the door. That's what I'd be doing. Get out of my way. What you do is you grab the person and grab them by the belt buckle and the back of the shirt and use them as a ramrod and just shove your way down. But that's what you have to do, because nowadays nobody's focused on getting out of the plane safely, helping tend to the passengers who were injured, and then getting out of the air. Nobody's focused on that. Now it's all about the clicks you can get by filming yourself in the middle of a disaster. People are wondering, by the way, who was flying that plane? By the way, the people I was talking to, They say unless there was some sort of a mechanical issue with the flaps, this is all on the pilot. And that does bring up an interesting story. Because just a few weeks ago, Delta Airlines made a big statement saying how they were standing firm on all diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. In other words, even though places like Target and Walmart and Amazon, they're rolling all of these things back, President Trump waging war on DEI and the federal government, as he should, Delta is saying, nope, nope, we don't want the best and the brightest. No, 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 no. We want people based on sex, gender, skin color. That's what we're after here. So a lot of people are wondering, who was flying the airplane? That's a good question. But I'll tell you this, those flight attendants, they did one heck of a great job. Well done, ladies. You got everybody out, and you were lecturing them to turn off their cell phones. So I say thank you very much. Good job, ladies on Delta Airlines. Anybody else getting a little nervous about flying? Anybody? Maybe it's just me. I'm not flying anywhere anytime soon, but if I do have to go somewhere, I think I'm going to be driving. Me and Buc-ee's. I'm good. I'm good on the ground. Just me and Buc-ee's. And Dieter's got a brand new car, so maybe he can drive on the road trips. I'm just saying it's easier to get out of a car crash that's at the ground level as opposed to a plane that's hurtling towards the earth at, 300 miles an hour. That's all. All right. Coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, we're going to have a lot of fun on the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. Congressman Scott Perry. Also, we're going to be talking to a pastor. You heard him on the show yesterday. And this pastor's really riled up over the University of Tennessee in Martin because they have this transgender Jesus. Maybe we'll ask him about the bald black chick playing Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ Superstar. We'll try to get his thoughts on that as well. In the meantime, folks, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. Again, sign up for our daily Trump briefing. You're going to love that. It's free of charge. Just hit the subscribe button at the top of the page. And while you're there, be sure to subscribe and get my podcast. It is one of the largest conservative podcasts in America, and we would not be able to do that without you and your help. It's been a lot of fun today, folks. Everybody, get out there. Go feed your chickens, America, and be good. We'll see you tomorrow.